Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 4 p.m., here's your hourly briefing. The weather today across Israel remains mild and pleasant. In Jerusalem, skies are clear, while Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle breeze under partly cloudy skies. Haifa will see some sunshine, making it a great day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF struck Hezbollah rocket launchers in southern Lebanon during an overnight raid targeting areas north of the forward defense line. This update comes from earlier today. Also, according to Walla, the first local elections in Gaza in 20 years are taking place, with voting symbolically happening in Deir al-Bala. This development occurred in the past hour. Also this hour, the Times of Israel discusses the possibility of the U.S. protecting Hormuz shipping from Iranian attacks, drawing parallels to the tanker war of the 1980s. Separately, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports that 20 Palestinians infiltrated a closed military area in Jenin this morning, marking an unusual event in a region held by the IDF since early 2025. And finally, Axios reveals that a former Trump advisor is helping Israel with an AI-influenced campaign aiming to reshape its public perception. Here's what people are saying online. From Al Arabiya English, Lebanon's health ministry claims Israeli strikes in the south killed 4 people despite a recently extended ceasefire with Hezbollah. This was posted just minutes ago. Guy Az, a journalist, reports that Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu may travel to Washington in about 2.5 weeks for a summit with President Trump and Lebanese President Aoun. This visit depends on the security situation. Ynet News reported that suspected Gaza kites were found in a border town, raising alarms. While no explosives were found, the discovery echoes past tactics and concerns for local residents. Now for more on those stories. Starting with southern Lebanon, the IDF's strike on Hezbollah positions follows escalations in the region. The Jerusalem Post indicates these actions aim to disrupt rocket attacks into Israel. The ongoing tension raises concerns over broader regional stability. Turning to Gaza's local elections, Walla notes that the voting is a symbolic effort to challenge the current political dynamics. The elections in Deir al-Bala spotlight the desire for change amidst ongoing tensions with Israel. This move may influence future negotiations and governance in the region. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel's analysis of U.S.-Iran relations highlights the potential challenges of protecting Hormuz shipping lanes today compared to the 1980s. With Iran's capabilities evolved, the U.S. might find it harder to replicate past successes. The situation could impact global oil supplies and regional security. In Jenin, the infiltration by Palestinians into a military area raises security concerns. As reported by Israel Hayom Hebrew, this incident could lead to heightened tensions and stricter measures by the IDF. Such events often escalate into broader conflicts affecting civilian lives. And regarding Israel's AI influence campaign, Axios reveals that the country sees advanced technologies as vital in shaping its global image. This strategic pivot aims to enhance diplomatic relations and counter misinformation, potentially affecting how Israel is perceived internationally. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that Slovakia has received the first MX Lightning battery from Israel Aerospace Industries. This delivery, part of a $600 million deal, was slightly delayed due to the war in Iran. Separately, Globes announces that Israel plans to launch flights between Israel and the U.S. this summer. The airline will use an Airbus A330 for daily routes connecting Tel Aviv and New York. And finally, from C-Tech, Autentix's founder Ron Atzman steps down as the company overhauls its leadership. The identity verification firm is adapting to rising deepfake challenges with a new management team. That's your Israel 18 News update for afternoon. We'll be back with more at 5 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.